Now let's look at Primavera. Primavera P6. That's a current version which is available. It's a high-end enterprise-level scheduling and management software by Oracle. Primavera, as I said, enterprise-level, portfolio-level scheduling software. It allows you configuration till that point. Okay, so it is very, very, you can handle very complex kind of large kind of projects or program as well, or portfolios as well. Okay. And built to manage thousands of activities, multiple calendars, shared resources, and it is very strong in terms of planning, scheduling, resource tracking. Okay, stronger than, I would say, from my opinion, I would say stronger than Microsoft Project Plan also. Okay, key features is advanced CPM. So define activities, identify the schedule calculation, identify CPM, and then focus monitoring for the CPM can be done. It allows what if scenarios also. So what if is when you can run multiple scenarios. If my CPM increases by, or CPM task increases by, let's say, 5 days, then what happens? What impact it will on my entire project? This kind of alternative solution finding can be done using Primavera as well. Nowadays, these kind of features are available in Microsoft Project also, but Primavera does it very nicely. So key features, resource and cost management, enterprise level resource and cost management, multi-project portfolio management, okay, it is possible, tracking and reporting, progress tracking, compare plan versus actual, identifying schedule, cost variances, or rather reporting and graphical layouts or report dashboards. The dashboard reports are also very nicely done using Primavera. Application, as I said, heavy industries, oil and gas, infrastructure, construction, all this project, BC project, can Primavera handle. Okay, advantages, high scalability, strong resource and cost control can be done. Okay, very, very important. This important feature which is available in Primavera. Okay, and it is again kind of an industry standard for big projects or mega projects. Okay, limitation is steep learning curve because of the complexities it can handle. The learning curve or adapting or becoming expert in doing all the activities using this tool is little difficult. Okay, but otherwise it's a good tool to use. Jira. Let's look at Jira now. Jira is very widely used tool in the market, okay, for agile ways of working. Primarily supports IT and software projects, and it's being maybe increasingly adapted in other industries as well. Okay, the emphasis is of this tool is incremental development, collaboration, continuous feedback, or continuous feedback loops can be done using Jira very well. So key features are issue management. There is option available for managing the issues. It supports Scrum, it supports Kanban, different framework support, or depending on what framework you're using, accordingly your project schedule, the way project is scheduled changes. So it can support Kanban as well as Scrum. Agile metrics like, you know, velocity, burn down, burn up charts, cumulative flow diagram also can be done easily using this tool. Okay, collaboration, integration, CDCI, continuous integration, continuous delivery. Okay, can be done using this tool very easily. Application, so software development projects are the most widely adapting Jira for as a methodology or tool for project scheduling. Agile and DevOps environment also are adapting to Jira. Advantages, excellent agile support, excellent, very well drafted tool for agile ways of working, strong reporting and iterative work. Okay, limitation, not suitable for traditional critical path based project. Okay, critical path measurement related project, it is not useful. Okay, because in agile there is no critical part, it is just incremental way of working. Okay, limited cost tracking is possible in this Jira. Okay, Asana. Asana is cloud-based scheduling tool which is available. It is very simplistic and collaborative and very visibly appealing kind of a tool. Okay. Again, as I said, it allows you to use it for small or medium scale projects. It is not suitable for complex project or bigger projects. So it is widely used in IT product development kind of a project and supports traditional as well as agile style of working. But mainly people use it for agile ways of working or agile kind of a environment or framework projects which they are adapting to, they will use Asana. Key feature breaks the project into tasks and then with owners, subtasks with owners, typical functionality of schedule tools, okay? Organize tasks, then sections, phases, timeline view, okay? Real-time tracking is possible. Strong collaboration with comments or notes, file attachment is possible. Cloud-based, and as it is cloud-based, it allows remote and distributed team collaboration very, very easily. Application, as I said, marketing project, product development, then business process projects. Advantages, very easy to use. Okay, a strong collaboration features and quick learning curve is very quick. Okay? Limitation is advanced scheduling feature are very, very limited. Okay, not suitable for large and complex program as we see. ClickUp, again, this is also a cloud-based tool. It supports waterfall, agile, as well as hybrid methodology, all three. Okay, it is very adaptive. Its workflows are very adaptive. Workflows are defining how the work will flow through the cycle. Suitable for diverse project environments. Very, very easy to use. Okay. Key features, again, prioritization, due dates can be easily done using this. Defining dependencies also very easy. Built-in tracking for effort estimation and productivity analysis. Progress tracking, strong collaboration in terms of notes, mention, attachment, real-time notifications. High customization is possible. So you can customize it according to your organization or project needs. Okay, workflows can be modified. Okay, then Trello. Trello is also one of the cloud-based way of doing things, built on Kanban methodology. So Kanban is basically, it is a kind of a workflow. To do, work in progress, and done. These are the workflows which are defined in Kanban. So Trello supports that, and it is very simple, drag and drop kind of a thing, you know. It emphasizes on rather flow rather than, you know, timelines or critical path based of a way of working. Okay, and very transparent way of working. Okay. It organizes work using boards or list or card. I told you about to do, work in progress, and done. This is a workflow which Trello analyzes using Kanban. So it has boards, okay, cards including descriptions or dates or checklists or attachments or labels or assignments which are easily can be done using Trello. Supports basic scheduling via due dates and calendar views. Okay, as it is cloud based, you know, remote and distributed teams can easily access it. Application, for it is only for small project, is not for big projects or complex project. Very simple and easy to adapt to. Learning curve is very low. Okay, limitation is no CPM and limited reporting capabilities because it's a visual flow, right? So very limited reporting capabilities. Smart sheets, cloud-based project scheduling and work management platform, suitable for industries like IT, construction, healthcare. Okay, it combines spreadsheet functionality, you know, familiarity, like, you know, Excel. Spreadsheet means Excel is the name which comes to our mind. So spreadsheet familiarity with advanced project management features. It supports the traditional agile as well as hybrid environment. Okay, and that is why it is suitable for many of the industries. Next is key features is grid-based structure. Okay, grid-based structure is like, you know, Excel-based structure, which allows us to enter information very easily. Gantt charts can be generated, chart which shows graphical interpretation of your schedule. Strong collaborative capabilities within, you know, file attachment, alerts, notification, reminders can be set up using this. Robust reporting, very, very strong reporting for this. Okay, integrated, it can be integrated with ERP or CRM, which is available within your organization or project environment or customer, what customer needs. It is highly useful within, you know, program management. I explained you program, project, program and portfolio and business operations. Advantages is familiarity with worksheets or spreadsheets, you know, which are available. So learning curve is very low. It can be easily adapted. Good automation capabilities which are available. Strong reporting and integration features. Limitation is less powerful than Primavera, which can handle very complex projects as well. Okay. So this is just a graphical representation for all of you to understand how each of this tool works with. Okay. So Trello, Visual Flow, you know, To-Do, Work in Progress and Done. Okay. Asanas, graphic chart or task list or timelines, ClickUp, dashboards and charts, you know, Primavera, strong project management scheduling tools, you know, same to the Microsoft Project Plan and Smartsheets Enterprise, which is available in the market. Okay, so how do you select this, any of the tools which are available? Okay, we have been talked about, you know, it can be, which tool can be suitable for which industry. But depending on your project environment, you can choose the tool as you require. Okay, let's look at these tools, you know, as I said, based on product size, project size and complexity. If you are a small project, then Trello and Asana is good. Medium project, ClickUp and Smartsheet is good. Large project, Microsoft Project Plan or Primavera is good. Project management method, if you are adapting to agile ways of working, which requires sprint planning, backlog, velocity tracking, then Jira and Trello is good. For traditional CPM with critical path method based, then Microsoft Project or Primavera is good. Hybrid kind of environment, tool supporting Gantt chart like ClickUp or Smartsheets is good. Industry and domain requirement for construction projects, you know, again Primavera or Microsoft Project. IT projects, Jira or Asana. Regulated industries, strong documentation requirements, then Smartsheet or Microsoft Project is good. Where resource and cost management needs to be tracked at a very high level, then Microsoft Project Plan and Primavera is very, very important. Collaboration and accessibility. Then in this, cloud-based tools like ClickUp, Smartsheet and Trello are good, where, you know, multiple disperse location resources can access it and give inputs. Okay, desktop tools, no, sorry, integration with existing systems is required, then Smartsheet or ClickUp is good to have. Okay, ease of use, then Trello and Asana, simple tools or complex, then Microsoft Project Plan and Primavera is good. Cost and licensing, which is becomes a very important factor in deciding as well, you know, like Primavera and Microsoft Project, you know, require huge investment or cost. Okay, so as compared to that, Jira and, you know, Trello and all the Smartsheets kind of tools are little more cheaper. Scalability, you have to think about how your project's future is and what are the requirements. Depending on that, you can decide which tool to use. Okay. Now, challenges in this, using this tool. Okay. What challenges do you face? First of all, very, very steep learning curve. In case of a complex tools like Microsoft Project or Primavera, the learning curve is steep. There are so much of functionalities inbuilt into it. Learning how to do that becomes a problem. Okay, it's good to have problem. It can lead to, you know, if learning curve is not proper or the learning is not proper, you have a risk of incorrectly scheduling your project. Okay, and poor utilization. So ensuring that, you know, the tools are fairly good understanding about, you know, how it is happening is very, very important. Then next is resistance to change. People are very used to, you know, thappa kind of culture. Thappa kind of culture is, you know, in our legacy days, we used to have a train ticket wherein they used to put a today's date and time. Okay, that is a thappa kind of thing. So if people are used to that kind of structure, printed ticket, entering details and getting a printed ticket becomes a cumbersome for them. Okay, so adapting to this kind of a change becomes a problem for them. So it low user acceptance for this kind of big tools, because then entering time, you know, becomes complex. So putting, you know, instead of putting time in a timesheet schedule, if I just put a thumb on a biometric, it is done for me. Okay, that is a kind of thing people want. Okay, so resistance to change is always going to be there. Also, next is data accuracy issues. Many times data tools depend on accurate data for clear analysis. If the data is not properly entered, it can create misleading reports. Okay, and outdated data or incorrect data can have a bigger impact on your project rather than, you know, creating a lot of miscommunication. Okay, challenges in using modern scheduling team, again, continuation, over reliance on software. Okay, so automated schedules can give you a false confidence. You know, many times, you know, if the data is inaccurate, you know, you might find that, you know, you feel that, you know, project is progressing, you know, good. It is, everything is good. All, everything is positive. Okay, but many times it, you know, can lead to lacking, you know, managerial judgment, you know, quick thinking, or, you know, people might think that, you know, it is not going according to plan, a gut feeling, what we call, it is lost in this kind of project scheduling, use of project scheduling. Integration and technical issues, if you have to integrate it with other systems like HR, accounting, you know, it becomes a problem many times because there is a data inconsistency issue which can arise here. Cost customization constraints, you know, high licensing cost is required for this kind of tools, you know. For small scale organization, it can become an issue later on. So, it's a challenge for organizations which have a very low budget for scheduling and tracking, investment for scheduling and tracking. It becomes issue if you have to invest in bigger tools like Microsoft Project or Primavera. Okay. So, when we summarize this modern project scheduling tools and technique, we have understood how these tools play a part in ensuring that effective scheduling or tracking happens for your project. There are different kinds of tools available for agile, traditional way of working or hybrid way of working. There, each of them offer different kinds of features and different kinds of key features like, you know, visualization, progress tracking, collaboration, automation, and reporting. These tools support project management methodologies which help us take informed decision, as well as it can also have a little bit of more challenges in terms of cost and learning curve which is required for this tool. Okay, so I hope you have understood this clearly, and I hope you have understood the different kinds of tools and techniques which are being used in this kind of project scheduling. So let's meet again for some other topic. Thank you very much and bye.